How used that be to have it in a man? This shadowy desert, unfrequented woods, I better brook than flourishing people towns. Here can I sit alone, unseen of any, and to the nightingale's complaining notes tune my distresses and record my woes. O thou that dost inhabit in my breast, leave not the mansion so long tenantless, lest growing ruinous the building fall and leave no memory of what it was. Repair me with thy presence, Sylvia, O gentle nymph. Cherish thy forlorn swain. What hallowing and what stir is this today? These are my mates that make their wills their law, have some unhappy passenger in chase. They love me well, yet I have much to do to keep them from uncivil outrages.
Sylvia! Withdraw thee, Valentine. Who's this? Comes here.
Sir Proteus, forbear!
Madam, this service I have done for you, though you respect not aught your servant doth, to hazard life and rescue you from him that would have forced your honour and your love. But save me for my meed, but one fair look. A smaller boon than this I cannot beg, and less than this I'm sure you cannot give.
What dream is this I see you here? Love, lend me patience to forbear a while.
Oh, miserable, unhappy that I am!
Unhappy were you, Madam Ed, I came, but by my coming I have made you happy.
By thy approach thou makes me most unhappy.
And me when he approaches to your presence.
Had I been seized by a hungry lion, I would have been a breakfast to the beast rather than have false Proteus rescue me. Oh, heaven be judge how I love Valentine, whose life's as tender to me as my soul, and full as much for more there cannot be, I do detest false perjured Proteus. Therefore, begone, solicit me no more.
What dangerous action stood it next to death would I not undergo for one calm look? Oh, 'tis the curse in love, and still approved when women cannot love where they're beloved.
When Proteus cannot love where he's beloved. Plead over Julia's heart, thy first best love, for whose dear sake thou didst then rend thy faith into a thousand oaths, and all those oaths descended into perjury to love me. Thou hast no faith left now, unless thou'dst two, and that's far worse than none. Better have none than plural faith, which is too much by one. Thou counterfeit to thy true friend.
In love, who respects friend?
All men but Proteus.
Nay, if the gentle spirit of moving words can no way change you to a milder form, I'll woo you like a soldier at arm's end, and love you against the nature of love, force you...
Oh, heaven!
I'll force thee yield to my desire.
Off your neck! Go, that rude, uncivil touch! Thou friend of an ill fashion!
Valentine.
Thou common friend. So thy faith or love. Treacherous man, thou hast beguiled my hopes. Naught but mine eye could have persuaded me. Now I dare not say I have one friend alive. Thou wouldst disprove me. Who should be trusted when one's right hand is perjured to the bosom? Proteus, I'm sorry, I must never trust thee more, but count the world a stranger for thy sake. The private wound is deepest. O time most accursed, amongst all foes that a friend should be the worst.
My shame and guilt confounds me. Forgive me, Valentine. If hearty sorrow be a sufficient ransom for offense, I tendered here. I do as truly suffer. I did commit.
Then I am paid, for once again I do receive the honest, who by repentance is not satisfied, is nought of heaven nor earth, for these are pleased. By penitence the eternal's wrath's appeased. And that my love may appear plain and free, all that was mine in Sylvia I give thee.
Me unhappy.
Look to the boy.
My boy? Why, Wag, how now? What's the matter? Look up. Now, speak.
Oh, good sir, My master charged me to deliver a ring to Madame Sylvia, which, out of my neglect, was never done.
Where is that ring, boy?
Here it is. This is it.
Let me see. Why, this is the ring I gave to Julia.
Oh, cry your mercy, sir. I have mistook. This is the ring you sent to Sylvia.
But how camest thou by this ring? At my depart, I gave this unto Julia.
And Julia herself did give it me. And Julia herself hath brought it hither.
Huh? Julia.
Behold her, that gave aim to all thy oaths, and entertained them deeply in her heart. How oft hast thou with perjury cleft the root? O Proteus, let this habit make thee blush. Be thou ashamed that I have took upon me such an immodest raiment, if shame live in a disguise of love. It is the lesser blot modesty finds women to change their shapes than men their minds.
Than men their minds, 'tis true. Oh, heaven, were man but constant, he were perfect. That one error fills him with faults, makes him run through all the sins. Inconstancy falls off where it begins. What is in Sylvia's face but I may spy more fresh in Julia's with a constant eye?
Come, come, a hand from either. Let me be blessed to make this happy close. 'Twere pity two such friends should be long foes.
Bear witness, heaven, I have my wish. Forever.
And I mine.
Got the Duke!
Forbear, I say. It is my lord the Duke.
Yes.
Your grace is welcome to a man disgraced. Banished Valentine.
Sir Valentine?
Yonder is Sylvia, and Sylvia's mine.
Furio, get back! Or else embrace thy death.
Come not within the measure of my wrath. Do not name Sylvia thine once again. Verona shall not hold thee. Here she stands. Take but possession of her with a touch. I dare thee but to breathe upon my love.
Sir Valentine, I care not for her, I hold him but a fool that will endanger his body for a girl that loves him not. I claim her not, and therefore she is thine.
The more degenerate and base art thou to make such means for her as thou hast done, and leave her on such slight conditions. Now, by the honor of my ancestry, I do applaud thy spirit, Valentine, and think thee worthy of an empress' love. Know then, I here forget all former griefs, cancel all grudge, repeal thee home again, plead a new state in thy unrivaled merit to which I thus subscribe. Sir Valentine, thou art a gentleman and well-derived. Take thou thy Sylvia, for thou hast deserved her.
I thank your grace. The gift hath made me happy. I now beseech you, for your daughter's sake, to grant one boon that I shall ask of you.
I grant it for thine own, whate'er it be.
These banished men that I have kept withal are men endued with worthy qualities. Forgive them what they have committed here, and let them be recalled from their exile. They are reformed, civil, full of good, and fit for great employment, worthy lord.
Thou hast prevailed. I pardon them and thee. Dispose of them as thou knowest their deserts. Come, let us go. We will include all jars with triumphs, mirth, and rare solemnity.
And as we walk along, I dare be bold with our discourse to make your grace to smile. What think you of this page, my lord?
I think the boy hath grace in him. He blushes.
I warrant you, my lord, more grace than boy.
What mean you by that saying?
Please you, I'll tell you as we pass along that you will wonder what hath fortune had. Come, Proteus, 'tis your penance but to hear the story of your love's discovered. That done, our day of marriage shall be yours. One feast, one house, one mutual happiness.